There's so much we came in for in this lifetime, in this moment, to transmute and to transcend and to alchemize. But through presence, through love, not through the race of like, I gotta get all healed. You know, there's no race to the top. There's not even a top. It's just like deeper here, like you said, into ourselves and cultivating that safety, that somatic attunement to expansion, to feeling safe, to let our energy fully flow, to being like a very big, bright light.
Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts, a place where the raw, the unfiltered, the wild hearts gather to celebrate triumphs and hardships, learn from each other, grow together, and break down a culture rooted in fear. We will talk, we will laugh, and we will lean on each other about everyday life experiences that we could all use a little support through, and then we'll bask in the wild, magical beings that we are. My philosophy is that by embracing the dark, we may just let in the light. I am your host, Lori Rising, healer, educator, writer, adventurer, retreat leader, birth defender, and animal enthusiast and activist, along with my wild heart sidekick kitty, Jesus the Brave. We'd like to invite you to get excited about the Wild Heart Revolution. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's wildly magical episode, Affirm Your Truth with Sydney Campos. Get ready, y'all, because Sydney and I are going quantum. Yep, this is where we are. No more tiptoeing around your innate knowingness, your absolute divinity and magic. No more denying our birthright of creation energy. Because the more we exchange and share this energy and the inherent truth in our greatness and intuitive wisdom, the more we tap in and come alive. I mean, why else are we here? Am I right? This is the revolution, babes. It's never been more clear or evident that we are at a tipping point. The earth and energy grid are a-changing. The magnetic field is shifting. Celestial events are rising. The Schumann resonance, aka the earth's heartbeat, has been blacking out for record periods. The very soul of the earth is undergoing a massive overhaul, as is our entire world. Our cells are waking up. They are calling out at a rate that makes our infinite truth undeniable. We are the energy of the universe. And as you move into this evolution, as you face and heal your trauma, as you get a taste of living an aligned and enlightened life, as you shift your experience simply with your energy, there is no going back. Why would we ever even want to? Living in our body consciousness, which, by the way, is the OG navigation system for life that we were designed with, it creates a path of allowance over efforting. 2022 is the year of inspired action. P.S. podcast on that to come. It is the year of full transparency, and it is the year we eradicate the cultural conditioning of lack, scarcity, greed, and fear. Oh, and power over. It's the year we fully integrate how we were created to make miracles normal. It's the year we seek out the people and mentors that can support us in remembering who we came into the world to truly be and share. So today, Sydney and I are throwing down some mad inspiration. I mean, groundbreaking and leading edge. I want you to notice how your body responds when you feel the vibrations of this exchange. Listen to the messages that come through. Sydney is one of the innovators and disruptors that is paving the way to an expanded future. She's following the vibration and creating a whole new social media platform for co-creating, interacting, and elevating with our technology. Hello, Age of Aquarius. We can and should be taking the risk, backing up our innate body consciousness that resists and rejects the experience and deceit in the conglomerate platforms that have been wielding their power and narrative. Yes, we can. I am so wildly proud of those that are making these bold ass moves. With all the light acceleration on the planet, we can now feel the immediate health and vibrational effects and truth in interactions and experience based in greed, fractured capitalism, and power immediately. Let's stop shutting those messages down with our control mind and our conditioned experience. So I invite you to truly drop into this conversation and exchange with Sydney and I, because this could change your trajectory today. If you have just found this Wild Heart Revolution, welcome, and what a powerful day for you to join in. I am so excited to share this exchange with you as we drop into our collective consciousness. Every single time we tap into these evolutionary frequencies and exchanges, we literally change the grid, y'all. And if you're a longtime listener, I am so grateful for you. Thank you for being here and supporting and contributing to this revolution in our energy, in our existence, and in our experience. I'm in the heart of creating so much support for you in your unfolding path, and I'm just really getting started. So if you would like to tap into your innate majesty, into everything that you were placed here to be and share and experience, you can find my meditations, courses, personal readings, and more on my website at therawandwildhearts.com. I'm also on Instagram and YouTube at the same moniker, The Raw and Wild Hearts. I'll soon be sharing some original guidance on Sydney's new app called Ascend. Oh, and please do check out my free 1 hour mastermind, Co-Create with the Universe, where you get to experience a little, just a teeniest bit of what I offer, as well as a powerful meditation when you join my email list. We produce what we practice. So check in and notice what you're practicing every single day. What's the vibration? What's the frequency? How does it feel? What does it magnetize to you? And this is important because you have to develop the skills to stay in alignment if you don't want to be pulled down by the sinking ship of the matrix. But even more importantly, we need you in your full greatness and intuitive abilities to rebuild this world quantum style from a place of love and abundance. But you gotta get back in touch with those powerful abilities first. So even if it's not me, find, follow, and support the mentors that believe deeply in you, in your magic, in themselves, and in the power of this universe. Okay, y'all. Let's move on to today's episode. Sydney Campos is a visionary, intuitive advisor, business strategy expert, and best-selling author of The Empath Experience, What to Do When You Feel Everything. She is the co-founder and chief strategy officer of Ascend and host of the acclaimed Visionary Souls podcast. Sydney is devoted to creating heaven on earth in all moments. Whether leading marketing strategy for conscious companies, hosting transformational retreats, building soul-aligned businesses, training Akashic facilitators, or architecting the world's next social community, Sydney illuminates bridges into new dimensions. She is a sought-after expert in the fields of conscious business, embodiment, energy mastery, authenticity, intuition, and leadership. Sydney has been featured in Forbes, Mindbody Green, Refinery 29, Bustle, Pure Wow, and New York Magazine. She gratefully resides at home on the island of Hawaii. Her new book, I'm Ascending, Now What?, comes out in 2022 with St. Martin's Essentials. Please welcome Sydney Campos. Hello, Sydney. Thank you for joining the Wild Heart Revolution.
Oh, hi. It's so nice to be with you. Thank you.
It's beautiful to be in this space with you and this time. And I like to start with a toast or a prayer to the Wild Heart Warriors in our light, especially our dark, and in all of our magic and glory. May we continue to elevate consciousness through honesty, humor, humility, gentle care, soul-wrenching growth, and ownership. And to us and to the profound accelerations of light frequency, ascension, and Love.
Hi. La 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 la.
I'll cheers you with my cacao.
Yummy. Beautiful. I have some in the mail coming to me soon, so I'm excited for that little update.
Yes. I just ordered some today. What a day.
Where do you like to source from?
It's called, they just changed their name.
Aura.
Yes, Aura. Thank you. I was like going with the last name. Aura. Firefly changed to Aura. He was on my podcast last season and it was a fantastic episode.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I love them. I've been a huge fan of theirs for like years and I love their update. And it's funny, we have a lot of cacao here in Big Island, Hawaii too, but it's not as easy to find it like processed in the way that I really love. And I personally don't, I'm not there yet with like undertaking the processing on my own. So I love to support Aura.
Yeah, it is a major undertaking. And I just love the education that their company is providing. I think it's so important. That's how we're really going to shift big, big systems in this culture, is by understanding, where they came from, how they're sourced, and, really supporting the people that are caring for and cultivating all of these products that we just kind of take for granted that show up on our doorstep.
Totally. Yeah, I completely agree. And I love their example too of just making ceremony so accessible and normalizing it. It sounds funny to say, I know it sounds funny to say to you and probably people that are listening, like, it's like we're ceremonial, ritualistic beings. And these natural aspects of our, of our lives, of our bodies, of our consciousness have been kind of systematically taken away as we've gone into more industrialization and commercialization, disconnection from nature. And so I just love, anybody, especially brands and organizations with big platforms where they're just making things like ceremony and rituals so accessible, because there can be like a vulnerability some people have, right? After this like, conditioning to be so rational and disconnected, they're like, am I allowed to be spiritual? Am I allowed to like make a ceremony? Like, can I do it? It's almost like an intimate vulnerability. And I just love to invite people into that and to play, to have fun with it.
Absolutely. I think, it's really important to understand that ceremony is our birthright. And that is how we actually heal, by connection. And we've become really disconnected and controlled as a society. And so I think that people also might have like a preconceived notion about it. Like, there's a fear about our power because it's been feared for centuries, thousands and thousands of years, our power and our intuitive abilities, our receptivity, our trust is actually something that we have learned how to fear. Mm-hmm. And so when you go into those spaces and actually feel the energy that you're not controlling, it brings up, all of those layers of programming that tells us it's something that could potentially be dangerous, or it could potentially create more trauma, or, the repression of it is really what keeps it so locked inside of us in that really painful space. And so when we can open and flow in group and ceremony together, and that's why, especially with everything going down with travel and having this ability to connect with technology, it's a gift and it's a blessing at this time, because we hold space. And what we're learning is when we drop in and emanate that energy together, we don't actually have to be in the exact same location. And this is how we create the acupunctures of the world, by pulling and rising that frequency and that energy together. So almost it's like, it's an evolution that maybe needed to happen so that we could connect in other ways in order to vibrate in huge amounts of space.
I love that you're speaking to this. And absolutely agree. And I'm just kind of laughing because I have some of my guides are like, she's talking about all the grid. Like, this is just a huge part of my purpose and passion and work, is assembling amazing souls all over the world and doing these, huge grid work projects, essentially through anchoring higher dimensional consciousness and doing our own trauma healing, repatterning, reprogramming. But essentially just attuning the body to feel safe, to work with massive amounts of energy and to receive all that we're really calibrated to receive, and to really enjoy the process, to learn to like work with the energy in a joyful, pleasurable way, even to like expand our capacity to feel pleasure, which I really find after we deal with the repression and the witch wound and the fear of our power and we get more comfortable with that, then there's this layer of like, ooh, how much can I receive? How good do I allow myself to feel? Like, wow, how do I sustain vibrating at a really high frequency, especially if, you know, I'm like the brightest, shiny person around for miles? Like, ooh, and then there's a lot of cool stuff that comes up with that.
Right. And just even getting excited about the unknown, instead of being like having our habitual reaction of being fearful of the unknown, being like, oh my gosh, there's so much untapped potential. Like, where could I go? And then that creates a curiosity that creates possibilities, that creates manifestation and abundance. And I know I'm speaking your language, but I'm so happy that you brought in immediately demystifying the mystical, because I actually like that is what I got channeled this morning to go to with you, because I was reading through what you like to talk about and I was like, okay, this is big. It is big and it's amazing, but where do I want to go? Where do the listeners want to go with us with this convergence of our energy today? And it was immediately demystify the mystical. And I want to do that through the Akashic Records.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I love it. I've just had so many beings, well, it's like my whole life since I've stepped into this work, but really I imagine lately too, so many, and I feel like I'm speaking to your listeners and all the beautiful beings tuning in. It's like so many are in this accelerated ascension process now where they're just like activating so much psychic awareness and multidimensional remembrance and abilities and just new intuitive capacities and deeper feeling. And there's so many that have come into my field this last year and they're like, there's no one else I can talk to about what I'm experiencing. Like anyone else would think I'm crazy. And I'm just like, it's totally normal. Like this is all completely normal what people are waking up to, seeing energy, hearing angels, hearing guides, feeling more empathically, seeing other people's fields and sensing pain that they may be processing. These are all normal abilities that we are all born with in different respects. We have unique expressions, but we're all encoded and designed to have so many awesome multidimensional healing abilities. We're all energy healers. We're all artists. We're all like highly creative beings. And it's just so fun to see this coming back online, or it's always been online actually, but to see people's consciousness opening to acknowledge themselves and to be like, yeah, like I'm a magical being. And this is really like how I'm designed to move through the world. And like you said, to get curious about these gifts and these abilities, to welcome them, to have fun with them. They're really meant to help us to have a lot more fun and to create, I believe, more beauty, more love, more connection, more healing. And it's like, you can't mess it up. You know, people are like, oh my God, how can I do the Akashic Records perfectly and become a psychic? And it's like, you know, you can't mess it up. Just have fun and start exploring and start playing and stop thinking that you got to do it perfectly or you got to be like this healer or this person. We put so much pressure on ourselves, you know, it's like, let that go.
Right. Part of this acceleration is the avalanche that happens when we actually vibrate in the frequency of trust and love and surrender. That's why all of a sudden, like light workers are popping up everywhere. They were always there. And so it's pretty incredible because I forget what it's called. Maybe you know what it's called when you get so many of something, then it becomes normalized through everything. And I think it's only 1% that you need.
I think you're talking about like the words that come to mind are coherence and resonance. So when someone is, when even a small contingent of like 0.01% of humanity has been elevated to a certain consciousness level or frequency, that is enough to ripple out through the whole, because really we're all one, you know, and we're all one energetic body. And so energy will seek to go to that higher level. Just it's, I use the word attunement a lot. It's like, you know, teaching energetically, just it's so natural. Like you have a really high frequency energy thrown into a group, you know, and everyone can attune with that energy. Just our bodies and our energy fields naturally learn how to raise to that frequency. It's not an intellectual process. It's not something we control. It's not something we effort. It's just naturally occurring. And then an acceleration is occurring. Healing becomes very like instantaneous. Our body becomes, you know, more harmonized and in balance. Our cells love to vibrate at a very high frequency. Like it's more our natural state. In fact, it's been unnatural how we've learned or been conditioned to repress our natural energy and have all this trauma we're used to walking around with in the body, and density and like blockages and illness. These things are not natural. They've been normalized in our society through pharmaceuticals and just all the different industrial complexes. It's not natural for us to be sick or to be in like disease states or to have these like long-term illnesses or conditions. At least I believe this. Science is catching up with this, of course, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you said efforting, I love that we're talking about that, because in my Awaken Your Life Force course that I'm actually doing an iteration of right now, what I keep talking about is we're so used to mind control. Like we actually control our bodies through our mind. And that's where the stagnation and the dis-ease comes in, because we're not actually vibrating from our cells and our body consciousness, the sensory language system that we came in with. Babies are communicating all the time, but they get stifled by our language and our words because we get so focused on the linear, right? So I'm telling people, as I'm asking them to start practicing their intuitive abilities and their innate wisdom, their clairs, right? The clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairaudience, clairsentience. We all are experiencing them every day, but our minds are not expanding to those experiences. So when I talk to them about it, I'm like, you have to get out of the mind that wants to write down A plus B equals C and get the A on the test, because that's the mind that limits the ability and the potential of what you're receiving, because then you're shutting it down with this control mechanism that we so deeply got moved into as a society. So I love that you're talking about that. And that's where I wanted to go with the Akashic Records, because it's like, sometimes in the spiritual community, there's these, I don't know, I'm going to say fancy words, right? When meditation came out, that was a fancy word. And people, I feel like it became almost inaccessible to the masses, because it was like, oh, only this small group of people know how to tap in. And that's not me. So I guess, you know, I'm left over here and I don't get to experience that. And that's absolutely not true. So I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on that, especially in connection with the Akashic Records.
I just love this topic so much. I mean, in a way, there's like this inverted reality that had to, you know, to like co-opted spirituality and made it something elite and special and inaccessible and therefore commodifiable, right? It's like, I have the holy wisdom, but you must pay me $10,000 in order to be worthy of receiving it. Instead of like, wait a minute, everybody, being a human is spiritual. Like being, you know, we're here to learn to be ourselves. Like, that's what I believe the human experience is. Spirituality is, I say, getting out of the way of being who you are and who you've always been and who you came here to be. And that's really the Akashic Records, is access to all of your soul's information, wisdom, experiences, history beyond time. So access to all that was, all that is, and all that ever will be. So automatically in accessing this field of consciousness, our brain breaks, our mind breaks, because our mind can be trapped in time. Our mind wants to keep us in, well, out of the present, essentially. It wants to track all the information from the past and the history and safe, you know, keep us safe from what happened before, and is always teetering between the past and the future. Whereas our body is always here in the present. Our body is here right now, and our breath is our access point into that deep presence. And then I love this term that was given to me. It's embodied ascension, right? So it's like recalibrating our conditioning, which I believe was also part of that co-opting of spirituality. Like, we got to get out of here. We got to like ascend out into the ninth dimension. And this is enlightenment. And this is when you're Buddha. And this is when you're Christ. When really, especially now with the way ascension is happening on this planet and the energy we're working with, which you've never experienced before, this level of frequency, this acceleration of energy through a body, like in all the lifetimes that all of us have had, because it feels like most of the humans here on Earth now, it's like we've been around the block a few times, like we're pretty old souls. At least my experience, what I tune into says that it's like everyone's pretty, you know, experienced who's remaining on the planet at this point. So we've been through this before, yet we've never experienced energy through a physical body. Like energy has never, at this level, at least in all of our incarnations, it's never been moving this fast. And things have never been this accelerated and this amplified. So this is a new experience we're having. So many are having ascension symptoms, and it's like feels very new and like, wait a minute, like this is very, it's like humbling, you know, even for those of us that have been in practice for a long time, it's like, this is a whole new game here. And I love the practice of the Akashic Records. And really I see this as a launch pad. I tell all my students this, it's like, I just love it as a modality in which you can use it to discover your own authentic energy healing modalities, which don't necessarily have a name and don't really need a name, because when we're playing in more presence and authenticity, we kind of drop the need for labels. We're just expressing our uniqueness and we're just expressing our soul signature. You know, in the higher dimensions, we don't really use words. We don't really have names, and labels and words are a form of control, are also a form of that power dynamic of limitation, of boxing things in, of categorizing, of inherently separating, you know, separating ourselves from each other, from God, from nature, all these things. When, you know, I just love playing in more telepathic spaces, which is all coming online for all of us, more feeling, all the clairs you mentioned. And then there's so much more even beyond that, like, you know, teleportation. I don't think we're that far away from it, honestly. We have more access to doing things like remote viewing and biolocation than ever before. Like, it's just so much fun to explore what is possible through this body. And this body is a portal of heaven, celestial energy into Earth. And we're here to experience embodied ascension, which is to be comfortable, to be safe, to feel at ease, to feel joy at being deeply present in ourselves, like deep, deep down in our body. No more disassociation, no more popping out, spiritual bypassing. Well, it's like being really, really deeply here, being deeply, deeply embodied in our authenticity. And from here, it's like, wow, we can go really far out there if we want to. So it's this really fun reverse engineering I'm experiencing and seeing other people go through, and just shifting that paradigm of like, there's nowhere really to get to, actually. Like this whole conditioning of like, you know, I gotta be at this place and have all these success points like checked off. So then, you know, conditional happiness occurs at some future point. Like, wow, what's it like to really drop out of that way of being and to instead like really come into timelessness and into presence, into acceptance, into forgiveness? You know, these are some of the keys into presence. And becoming comfortable being, you know, fully inhabiting our body, like really being at home in this physical form, like this is our home. And then, wow, what's that like to walk through the world that way, you know? And it's just so beautiful to see and to feel more deeply myself. Like, I mean, it's just an infinite journey. There's no destination almost, right? It's like, there's just more layers.
And isn't that just such a yummy feeling? I mean, I think especially the more that we become embodied and we really open to the present moment and being fully in it, that's when we can integrate our higher consciousness or our divine self with our physical body, because there's been such a separation for so long, especially in our systematic institutions, right? Where, you know, God was out there, God was in the church, and, you know, it had nothing to do with us. We just followed the rule, you know, even in our educational systems. Like, it's so amazing when we start to understand this huge evolution that's happening, not just for ourselves, but for the entire culture.
So wild when you really zoom out. It's like this experience of, you know, coming online or coming to, you know, like becoming awakened, embodied. It's like I'm shown like an image of a body in someone's energy field, and it's like they've been inhabiting like just like 0.0001% of this incredible vessel that has so much power and ability and creativity and just orienting only in the mind, you know, which has just like three dials, past, future, worry, fear. Like it's just so limited. The survival brain is like running that, right? And it's just such a limited frame of potential. And then you start to, you know, just expand, really. I mean, expanding into more of the body, more of the energy field, like more of your senses. You know, your senses are the gateway into more presence and capacity and ability. And gosh, it sounds so simple, but it's like, that feels so important to emphasize. For some reason, I'm getting the message to really emphasize that, like, because we can simplify, you know, the Akashic records can sometimes even be like intimidating to people. Like I had that feedback. I've been doing some writing about this in a new project, and I'm working with this awesome editor support person who's like, yeah, I just feel really intimidated by this knowledge. It just feels really kind of like what you were mentioning, that conditioning of like the elitism around spirituality and how things just are meant to seem like so grandiose or inflated, untouchable. Like I have to just seek out someone to teach me this because there's no way I could learn how to do this myself. There's no way I'm capable. Mm-hmm. And there's even like a worthiness healing I noticed that comes up with, you know, in my students and people I do share this practice with. There's like a worthiness of like, who am I to do this great work, to be a healer, to trust my intuition, to have access to source, to have access to all these guides, to receive this support that's always here, to ask for it, to believe that I'm worthy of receiving it. And so, you know, I just love to like demystify, you know, what are the Akashic records even? So it's, I would simplify it to say it's a frequency, it's an energy, it's a dimension, you know, whatever you want to connect to, whatever language feels accessible for you. I always invite people to make up their own definition, you know, and feel what feels right for you. Some people say it's the quantum field, it's the known field. I really like that term. There's this space kind of like above our physical reality with names and categories and separation. And it's the space where like all of our higher selves or our divinity is residing. And it's a space out of time. It's a space out of any kind of duality. And I like to call it the known field. And it's just the space where everything is and everything has been and everything will be. Again, no time. And so we just imagine in our meditation practice, like connecting in with source, connecting in with our higher self, connecting in with your guides, whatever way feels good for you. Chances are you've done it before in another lifetime. You know, it's not that weird or even new, maybe. And then connecting into this space and just starting to ask questions like, you know, what's most important for me to receive right now? What's most important for me to be focusing on, you know, in my growth and my path? What is my purpose here in this life? How can I learn to be more at home in my body? And we love to ask questions like that are more qualitative. So not the yes or no answers, because the yes or no is very, limiting, is usually orienting from the mind, which wants to control and wants to know yes or no, and it can be a gripping feeling energetically. And whereas how and why are more of an expansive feeling and can give more of a creative response back. And so I just love the practice as a way to like really drop out of the mind, drop out of the ego, drop out of the personality, which has certain expectations and judgments and preconceived notions. And just receive, like, oh, like starting fresh on a clean slate, you know, which is so healing, just dropping everything else, becoming empty, becoming open. What's most important for me to be exploring right now in my spiritual journey? And I'm open to receiving like whatever is in my highest good. And it always is, like whatever you receive is always coming from love. It's always coming from support and from your team. Like we all have these huge teams of guides. It's like phenomenal. We, all of us, every single person, it's not like a special thing. You don't have to go pay someone to get initiated to have this thing. You know, it's not like, it's just so funny. You don't need a special mantra to like access this. Like it's just for all of us, you know? And I really pray for humanity to awaken to this love that is available, that is just here and ready and ripe for the receiving. But it's requiring us to have initiative to say, hey, can you help me? Like a lot of our support can't just come in without us being consciously in co-creation. Like, we are creators. We must take initiative to say, hey, this is what I want help with. And this is how I want to grow. And this is where I'm going. This is what I'm desiring. Please help me. You know, they're like waiting. They're like, why don't you ask us for more help? We're just waiting here. We can't do anything without you asking.
Well, and I also want to bring it back to asking the questions and being open for receiving without judgment or expectation. It's really about turning down that inner critic that has been so dialed up through centuries. This is through generational trauma. It's in our cells. So when we start getting into that what if brain, like, oh, I'm not doing it right. What if this? Like, that's coming up into that linear control mind. And then our inner critic can go wild. And then we're like, oh, it's not for us. We don't know how to do it. Right. So it's like tempering the inner critic down, just letting it be over there and just allowing without that time frame, getting into the timelessness without the expectation of getting the answer that night or that morning or whatever, and just kind of flowing with it. But also, I want to make it even a little bit more simple for people to remind them that it's not necessarily out there that you're looking, it's in your cells. So as we release trauma that's been repressing ourselves, again, for generations, it's not just this lifetime, it's been coming through in everyone's cells. And once we disrupt that and really open up to how we can release these layers and uncover our trauma, and when we feel the trauma, we heal. And as we heal, we actually open up all of that creation energy, all of the Akashic records, all of the ancient knowledge is waiting in our cells that are, you know, they're so tight. They're so tightened down from the repression and the suppression in our body. So as those cells open up and our tissue releases, it's like this beautiful flower blossoming, and it's all of this knowledge that comes as you're ready. Because we can't enlighten like that. It's too much for this human life. So it comes as your path unfolds and as you move into states of expansion with the co-creation.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm just like, oh, this feels so good to receive. And you have a beautiful gift for synthesizing complex concepts. And I really appreciate that about you and my other friends that can just like, boom, like synthesize really clearly. And I just received so much from that, you know. And the reminder right here is just to normalize trauma too. Like, we don't have to stay stuck in the trauma or hyper identify with it. We're not victims, but also to normalize, like, every single person has trauma, has this stuck energy, repression, suppression operating in the inner, you know, transgenerational level, transdimensional level, even, and, you know, the collective level. And it's just, there's so much that we came and feeling like a massive energy release around this. Like, there's so much we came in for in this lifetime, in this moment, to transmute and to transcend and to alchemize. But through presence, through love, not through the race of like, I gotta get all healed. You know, there's no race to the top. There's not even a top. It's just like deeper here, like you said, into ourselves and cultivating that safety, that somatic attunement to expansion, to feeling safe, to let our energy fully flow, to being like a very big, bright light. This is all of us, like big, big, big lights, but we've just been so conditioned through our families, through our cultures, to like just turn it down, shut it off, just orient in this little mind frame right here. Cause it's fascinating, right? It's like this paradox of being human, like that one would be so afraid, you know, taught to fear, just like feeling the energy, to feeling what we're capable of channeling. I mean, in some of the states I can connect into, I'm like, and I'll ask the guides, are we just meant to be like fully like orgasmic beings all the time? Is that why it's so creepy? Like, society has all this repression and there's all this distortion around sexuality because we're really here to be in this orgasmic state of bliss, but like stabilized and just creating instantaneously and just manifesting with ease and sharing love freely and beyond identity. And, you know, I can see that potential. I can feel that potential. I experience that sometimes, even with others, and especially in ecstatic states of dance and movement and breath work. And I love that inquiry of like, you know, how much of enlightenment is about feeling comfortable being your child self and being this you know, divine being that you are, the one that you said, you know, who's born with this divine blueprint, this divine template before all the conditioning and trauma and strategy, survival, you know, came online. It's like, who was that divine being? I love creating permission for that. Like, because even when it comes to trauma healing, it can get so serious and arduous and like, I'm just working on this pattern. It's so intense. And some of the most potent healing I've experienced comes through, you know, play, dance, can be laughter. Laughter is such a powerful trauma release, laughing to the point of crying, you know, and you're not even thinking about what's moving, but you're just processing so much energy through the body. And so, you know, it can be light, like this healing work, this transmutation we signed up for in this life. Like, can we let it be a little bit more light, you know, because I see a lot of people kind of lingering in the trenches sometimes. And it's like, how can you bring a little bit more lightness and permission to like let go of the weight you're carrying as the healer, you know?
And when you start to actually reframe and get curious in moment by moment, instead of getting controlled in your unfolding, then I think you can actually allow for the space of everything. Like, you can allow yourself to feel deep grief. You can feel deep pain, and you can cry your eyes out. And you can allow yourself to literally laugh in the next half hour. I feel like there's been this almost this inheritance of like, because we keep our pain repressed at a certain level, like we'll start to let it up and then we get real scared because we're told that we shouldn't be feeling because we can't show anyone our feelings. So then we like, it's starting to come up. Oh, then we put it back down, right? And so then it's a lingering trauma. But when we actually let it come up and out, when it releases from our system, when we use our sensory language to release that from ourselves, it's gone. And you can literally feel so light in the next moment, because it's actually, I've experienced it so often, it's the most natural high I've ever gotten. And so how do we actually take ourselves into the human evolution of the natural high that we were born with?
So beautiful. Yeah. You know, part of my trauma was, just not having attunement to my, I didn't have accurate energetic somatic reflection from my parents, who were great people. Like, they did, you know, a lot of love was there. But it wasn't the presence that I required to feel safe, to feel stability at a deep level, to differentiate myself in a healthy way was not there. And so I never learned to develop like containment, to have a container for my energy, which is required to effectively process and metabolize emotional energy. So I learned to just repress, because, and also the resources were not there. Like, it didn't feel safe for me to express my emotions. My parents would be freaked out. This is the story I made up as a child. This is what we all do. We just make up the story to validate our reality. And of course, all of my gifts come from this trauma. Like, many psychic and intuitive empathic beings come from similar family dynamics and an abandonment trauma and not having containment. So then you become really good at expanding energy out and tracking the field and feeling everybody, what's going on out here miles away? Am I safe? What do I need to do to feel safe and to be supported? And just taking on a lot of responsibility for things that you have no control over, but you think you do to survive, you know? And so later on in my path, it's like, oh my gosh, how do you process emotional energy when you don't have a container to do so? And I had no idea how disassociated I was. Like, I had no idea how far out of my body I was. I was like, my consciousness would be so comfortable popping out to like the ninth dimension or just out here. And I had developed such a mastery of like performing or pretending that like, I'm here, you know, the mask, but I'm not really here. Energy is like way out here, not safe to be in the body with all this feeling and repression and, you know, just not feeling safe. I don't want to be in there. And so, it's just been such a profound experience to really practice with others. With, you know, somatic therapy has been a huge support, and dance and exploring contact dance with other people, which can bring up a lot of these edges. Again, it's like beyond the mind. It's just like, wow, how do I move? Like, and for me too, like, it's been so important to move really slowly, because so often when we come from these, you know, traumatized experiences, it's like we can be in fight or flight and we move very, very, very fast. And this is also a way to avoid feeling and being with like what's really here. Or we have a constant addiction. Well, just addiction, period, is really an avoidance of feeling what's here. And so the anecdote becomes slowing down and oftentimes having support to do that, because it can feel really overwhelming at first. Just slowing down and having that attunement or container with someone that is really present, you know, to practice. Like, oh, you know, like my therapist, I think of her and she's just such a mirror. Like, I can't pretend, I can't pop out. It's like I'll get caught. I'll feel like, oh, she can feel me like popping out, disassociating, you know, and wait a minute, what's it like to come back if something uncomfortable is arising? And we all do that for each other, you know. I'm sure you do that with your students and I do that with mine, and we're all working on this together. Like, what's it like to be really present? It's not, again, an intellectual thing. It's not like even like, I'm going to control my presence by breathing for this 20 cycle, you know. It's like, we can't control it. But it requires that we're really like, wow, like slowing down and feeling even the stuff that is so scary to feel. And we think we're going to cry for like a billion hours. I feel this emotion, like I feel like I'm going to die, because an ego identity associated with running that trauma loop again and again, like, is going to die. It is going to die. But then you usually cry for like maybe 5 or 10 minutes. It's, you know, and then it's like, oh, wow, that was huge. And it didn't take, it's just so funny. Then the mind breaks, you know, again, we're just continually breaking the brain and getting comfortable with that happening.
Well, and where I really want to go with that is what do you nurture? I was actually just on a podcast yesterday and I was kind of blowing their minds. I came in hot, right? I was talking about my star family and like all of the knowledge that I know. And they were like, oh, this might be a little too much. And so they were like, what is it like being a kid with all of these energetic gifts and, you know, the sensitivity? And the download that I got recently is what I used to say is, you know, I came in energetically and spiritually sensitive. I was like, no, fuck that. I came in energetically and spiritually right on, but mm-hmm. I was not nurtured. Like, yes. My embodiment in having that level of frequency in this incarnation had no reference for nurturing. So really, we are a product of our practice, and we have been practicing destructive and limiting narratives and programs our entire life, because we're taking in those messages all day, every day. We're taking them in the womb. Our mothers are taking them in and coming through our cells. And this is what sells. Like, we have a capitalist culture that sells scarcity. It sells sensationalism. So to make you scared and make you feel less than in order to sell you something. And those are the messages that our cells are listening to constantly. So that's where I say, when people get frustrated, when they're like, I don't know how to tap into my intuition. I don't know how to hear the messages, because our minds are on monkey mind, right? They're on constant control. And how do we control the environment? This is where we have to get comfortable with nurturing something. Mm-hmm. Are we nurturing it? Because it has to be nurtured in order to be developed, just like a flower, just like food. You know, we need to be nurtured as humans. So what are you nurturing? Mm-hmm. And then you get to watch that grow, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I love that term, that you're a product of what you practice, or of your practice. And it reminds me of just returning to the ritual, to the ceremony. Like, life is the ceremony. Like, we're here. This is it. We came in for the grand ceremony. And how do we allow our being to become like the ritual, the celebration, the honoring of the ceremony? And it's like re-sanctifying, you know, all that has been commodified. And there's wounding around this. There's like abandonment. There's like an abandonment trauma within this, like societally, like, oh my God, I've can't believe I've been disconnected. I've been taught to be disconnected from that which is so natural to me. And oh my God, and at the end of the day, like, I let that happen to myself because I created this. And we go through that. And oh my gosh, I've received so much from what you just shared. And
This is where I take my students, because when we start small, then we don't get overwhelmed, because we're already in a culture of overwhelm, right? Because we still have to live here. So we have to pay our bills. We have to bring in money if we're going to live, you know, in a way that feels right for us. So I like to just start a very small practice. That's why I make the meditation, so you can just push play, like take the pressure off, take the inner critic out of the situation, push play. And then when you start to experience shifts, when you start to feel energy changes, when you start to feel transformation, you automatically want to do it. We need that feedback loop. And then it spurs us into expansion. And then we want to go further with it. And then once you start hearing the messages, you're like, oh, wow. Oh my gosh. And then, you know, it keeps growing and growing, but we really do in this culture, we need to feel results in order to have the desire to move forward.
Yeah. That incentive. I remember what was coming in as you were speaking before. It was really important what you mentioned, you know, love that. I love that honoring of, like, you know, we come in. It's so funny. Like, you came in as perfect. I came in as perfect. There's nothing wrong with us. Like, you know, it's like, but we feel by nature of the conditioning, the societal programming, and what we see as like the mass template that, like, what's wrong with me? Or like, I'm crazy. I feel so much, or I'm seeing all this stuff and I'm not fitting in. I'm not safe. I'm not a part of the tribe. Even the way I want to dress is different. Kids don't like me. And like, you know, and it's like, wow, but it's so much compassion for these little kids, you know, that came in. And we have so much remembrance of other times where we were on earth and it was a different experience. A lot of us, you know, I feel like I'm just speaking to you at this point, like, and maybe a lot of the beings listening, like, this is very, yeah, I'm feeling that. Thank you. Like, we have a very deep cellular memory of being on earth in times where earth was actualized as a higher dimensional society, where there was harmony, there was freedom, there was multidimensional embodiment, there was like just so much beauty. And we were living our purpose through being in our authenticity, being in our divinity, creating like gorgeous art, and being a very highly advanced technological society in many ways. I'm speaking about Atlantis and Lemuria. And just, you know, it was just normal to be magical and to be telepathic, to be, you know, creating instantaneously, to be developing like just gorgeous projects because it was so fun, not because we had to, not because there was an obligation, transcendent of so many identities that we're taught to play into now. And so many of us have deep cellular recognition and memory of these times. And maybe we thought, as the sweet, innocent souls that we are, like, you know, I'm going to go to Earth again. It's going to be so much fun. Like last time, it's going to be great. And at a certain level, the soul is always holding this intention. Like, it is great. It is going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, we don't remember maybe when we come in about like the arduous lessons and the things that we set up in our timeline to help kick us back into remembrance, you know, the trauma we go through to then remember and deconstruct the personality and wake up our gifts, and just all part of the journey. But it just wants to be affirmed, like, we have memory of what's possible here on Earth, of when Earth was more of a heavenly body and we were here. And many of us had a role in building this and sustaining this for many generations, you know. And so we come in and it's a shock. It's a shock to come into the density that was here in this lifetime. It's like, wait a minute, this used to be a high frequency planet. And coming into like third, fourth dimensional frequency, this is really slow. This is really painful. This feels really awkward, honestly. And you mean to tell me there's no resources around me for like someone to give words to what I'm experiencing? So I just feel crazy, like I'm the only one? Man, this is really hard. So there's just so much we've had to move through, gotten to grow through. And man, it's just a testament to how much endurance we all have cultivated as these magnificent souls we are, and what we're really capable of. And just remember, like, oh yeah, I was here. I was here when heaven on earth was more of a real thing. I'm meant to have that attunement for a reason, because it helps me to see what's possible on this planet. It helps me to see where we are going. and what maybe my unique key is or piece to the puzzle is.
You just shared that perfectly. So I actually just kind of want to invite everybody to close your eyes right now and just take in a nice deep breath all the way down to your belly and just be in this moment in this body and just feel that emotion of creation energy, of love vibrating, of people creating art and beauty and flow, and just being in that space of honor, of care. And then I want you to just hold that in a light bubble. Hold that in your bubble. Hold that timeline. And as we do this right now, we're actually emanating this up into the frequency of this planet. Thank you. Thank you for that share. I felt so moved to actually like take people into that space. You described it so beautifully.
Why I came here. I'm like, let's get the party started, y'all.
Right. Yesterday on the podcast I was on, as I was going deep, right, I just like went in hot. And they're like, so what would you say to the people that kind of like, you might be a little too much for them, you know? And I was like, we don't have time not to anymore. I spent over 20 years kind of battling with people's fear. I kept coming up against their fear and they just weren't ready. They weren't ready for the full activation of their cells, knowing the power that's within them through their emotion and through their body out of their control mind. And now I got a very clear message. People are ready. People are ready. Even if they feel a resistance at the beginning, they're ready to push their edges and they're ready to move past it. So that's where I was like, yeah, no more. I mean, I've been waiting for this, especially since I came into this life, but for lifetimes, the light workers have been preparing for these moments. That's why you have so much support and so much guidance in this right now. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's coming from a frequency of love, no longer competition and no longer lack. And so we're lifting each other up in this. If you just let yourself move past the fear that was probably placed by someone other than yourself, by a programming, by a media, by a culture, by families, even by communities. If you let yourself be curious about it and move past it, you can experience expansion in quantum shifts and leaps with what we have available right now. And Sydney, I know that you are sharing that in the world. Are you doing this through a lot of Akashic Records readings, or are you doing it more group coaching with students? Like, how are you really diving into your soul's calling and frequency here?
Yeah, all those things you mentioned. I love training other practitioners. So one of my deepest passions is being in a longer term journey with a group and doing the grid work we do and really being deep in practice and going on a journey. And then training, you know, one to become a practitioner of this work and a healing facilitator, really, and to hold a very clear container. And then hopefully a lot of my students go on to become training facilitators and create their own programs where they're working with other students. That's like my dream. And that's happening actually with a lot of them. And then I also write quite a bit. I'm working on a new book that's going to come out next year, which is a lot about what we're discussing. It's called I'm Ascending, Now What? And it's a guide to embodying your true self. And then I'm also launching a new social media community called Ascend. So it's a fifth dimensional social platform that I believe will be a new place for us to play without all of the control mechanisms of the former platforms. But it includes all the features that we love from, you know, what we've been playing on, but just in a really clear field that welcomes everyone to be a creator and has a lot of space for just like new collaboration.
Fantastic. Is it a membership platform then, or?
It's a social community. So it's an app. We actually just finished our beta launch period. So it'll be launching to the public on 2/22/22, and it'll be on the App Store. It's called Ascend. You can learn more about it at weascendnow.com. There will be a subscription. So it's different. We don't sell your data, right? Like all the other companies, you like sign your life away and they're targeting you with like manipulation strategies and ads and algorithms. And so in exchange for not doing any of that, we're going to have a very nominal subscription fee. So there's more of a clear energetic balance, but you don't have to pay the fee. You can also instead opt to create 6 pieces of content on the platform that are measured above a certain rating. There's a lot of really cool things that we created. Frankly, it was completely channeled. I met my business partner in a completely synchronistic way and then had a phone call. Long story short, we had a phone call after I was in a lot of resistance to connecting with him because he reached out to me on social media because he had gotten a divine inclination to reach out to me. And then eventually I got a hit too. This is over months. I'm like, you know, my guides are like, talk to this guy. Like, you have to talk to him. And then on our phone call, there was such an energetic transmission of remembrance that, you know, both of us were like, oh, I remember you from Atlantis. I remember you from Egypt. Like, we've built things together. He's a very deep student and in deep practice of Hermetic philosophy and Egyptian initiatory practices and runs a school for consciousness in New York. And, but then we both, you know, it's just amazing. I'm like, wait a minute, we're both like really into consciousness and healing and ascension, but then we also have these backgrounds professionally in, you know, marketing and advertising agencies in New York, which I did for many years previously. And then we just got this download, like, oh, we're supposed to build something together. And then months later, I had a dream and a meditation where I was shown this new Earth social platform. And then I saw David's face, like flashing almost like a light in my vision. And I called him and I'm like, hey, I'm seeing this thing, I'm feeling this new platform, really getting the feeling and the design of it and the purpose of it. And he's like, oh, you mean this? And he sends me this whole presentation that he had been working on around the same vision. And so I just say this as a testament to how missions are here to fulfill. It's like, it's not something we make up and it will be given to you when you're ready. And it, like all of what you've ever done in your entire life will make sense.
Yes. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. I love it. I mean, when you actually start to feel that unfolding in your life, then I feel like you get the result where you can let go a little more and a little more and a little more. And you can, and then that trust and that surrender come up because you realize possibilities are always coming in from everywhere. And then you can trust that when the energy is right, you will be told, you will be moved. You don't have to force it. We're so used to conquering in this society. And as we have seen, that doesn't usually turn out well. So when we work with the energy and we flow with it and we stay in like the fluidity without the stagnation, then it comes and goes and it ebbs and flows and it like really grows to where it becomes what it's supposed to be. And I love that because you and I got connected through our podcast's beautiful friend and favorite intuitive astrologer, Molly McCord. Love her. There's a reason she's been on all 3 seasons. And there was one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, I'm a part of a group and they just made the move from a Facebook group into a new platform. The energy shifted immediately. Like I'm suddenly engaged. I wasn't engaged on Facebook and now I'm engaged. I care. I'm pulled to this new platform because energy is everywhere. Everything you do emits an energy frequency. So I'm really excited about what you're creating because it sounds like it's going to be energetically off the hook.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. And I mean, I'm a creator. I've facilitated lots of groups and have a lot of clients that I also support with visionary business building and building brands and things like that. And so, yeah, it's like we need a new platform that matches our frequency, that welcomes more expansion. You know, we're too sensitive. We can feel how controlling and constricting these other platforms are, and they're not inspiring and they can't actually hold the energy that we're here to emit. It's like doesn't compute. And so Ascend is going to have a lot of the features of groups and eventually like even putting courses on there. It's really designed for, you know, for creators and to build community and to monetize those communities in a way that feels really in integrity.
And I want to share with everyone, this is an example. I just got clairsentience. While she was saying hold the higher frequency in a new platform, my entire body got chills. That's clairsentience. So you all are feeling it. And the more you tap in and you notice it, then the more you access it. And then the more it becomes a teacher and it becomes the messages for you that you pay attention to. So I just wanted to like give that little shout out.
I'm sorry that you did that. Thank you for modeling that because, you know, and you're saying this beautifully. And the other way that we really heighten these abilities and this knowing and just affirm our own intuition and trust in our intuition is to vocalize it. It may sound so silly, but it's like, just like what you did so beautifully out in the world, out in conversations, like naming it, like, oh, I'm feeling it right now. Like, and all the time, I guess. I think eventually we just feel it all the time when we're resonating in truth, but it's like, you know, oh, I feel chills, like, ooh, and really acknowledging, affirming, telling the body in some way, like, thank you. I see you. I feel you. Like, yes, give me more feedback. It's a truth resonance. You know, we're built to be resonators of truth, and our bodies are always telling us, is this true? And I always say, and this was such a loud message of the last 2 weeks with sessions and students, it's like, if it doesn't feel good, if something doesn't feel good, someone doesn't feel good, even if your mind is like, but I should listen to this person. They have a million followers and they blah, 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 or whatever. If it doesn't feel good, it's not true for you.
Right.
And just really listen to that.
Right. And the thing is, we've been living sacrificial lives. Like, we were told to sacrifice our joy, our happiness, you know, just to make the money, stay in the job, stay in the limitations. And so sometimes we have to, and sometimes it takes some time to get the messages to evolve out of that, but know that there's possibilities, and your body will guide you the more that you acknowledge that sensory language and get out of the inner critic, get out of the judgment, get out of the, oh, shut that down. Now decide something else.
I'm just thinking of like the mass resignations happening across America right now, and how so many people are like just unplugging from the matrix, you know, like, wait a minute, why am I really alive? Like, or like their body, you know, I've seen this with so many people, like their body giving them feedback. I've gone through this myself when I was in a job that I was so uncomfortable being at, and I got mono and I got sick. And it's like our body, this is why we get sick usually, is when we're doing something that's not good for us, or in a relationship that's not good for us. This is our body's way of interrupting the pattern to be like, get our attention. It's not saying, just give me cough medicine. It's like, no, pattern interrupt, behavioral shift.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. Oh, this has been wildly inspiring.
Oh, I knew it would be. You sounded, I like heard your activation and just felt your energy through that, through the Molly, you know, through one of her shows. And I was like, this woman is awesome. I want to connect with her and create something.
Yeah. I've been deep diving your podcast all day today, and it was incredible. I loved the Akashic reading that you did, like for a collective, on the collective level. That was really beautiful. So I encourage everybody to dive in. And that was some episodes back. So look through Sydney's library. The podcast is called Visionary Souls. Am I right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, great. So let's check out the last question before you tell everybody where they can find you and connect with you. Who would your dream guest be and why?
Yeah, I'm really excited to start the podcast up next year. I kind of took a long break from it to focus on, it's important with these things to sometimes take a break too, to like feel really inspired about it, you know, to feel like the calling is really there, to be fully present. My dream guest, okay, well, it's funny, like it's not a human necessarily, but it's one of my guides who I work with closely, and it's Metatron. So Metatron is an archangel frequency being and can be like a collective consciousness of other beings as well sometimes. And I think it would be really fun to explore, and it would be kind of an edge for me to explore, like channeling Metatron on a podcast episode, to like really step more into that. I can do that when it is useful, when I'm helping someone else in a more private container. And then the edge for me is like, kind of cultivating that same energy when it's more for a collective audience. So I'd really like to explore that.
Well, I'm just going to say the seed has been planted.
Yeah, thank you.
I also want to thank you for normalizing the breaks. Because, you know, in our typical culture, it's the competition culture where there's not enough. So we have to just keep going. And I know I've felt that at different times with the podcast, because it's a lot of work. It really is.
Yeah.
I love that you just shared, I took a break. I wanted to recalibrate you know, see where the energy is. And then we can trust that maybe that creates space for new projects to come in that are supposed to be in our sphere, but we just didn't have any available energy for them. And then we can come back with a full cup, you know, with a full soul when we've taken care and really gotten into our center and our balance, especially if we're starting to feel overwhelmed or exhausted. So thank you for normalizing that.
It's, yeah, my pleasure. I learned it the hard way. It's like, you know, we go into entrepreneurship. I've had my own practice for like 6 years, and but former to that, I was like very much in the agency world and corporate and startups and stuff, and just like grinding and New York City attitude, like where I work 80 hours a week, like a badge of honor, like it's a competition. It's so cool. The more you work, the more burnt out you are. It's like so distorted. And then it was like, wow, that energy was still present and part of my business. You know, it's like, wow, how often are we still repeating these conditions that we leave in our own businesses? Because we're like, oh, this is just what's familiar. And then it takes time to really recondition, reprogram that, you know, like, wait a minute, this isn't working. And like, what is, you know, I call it 5D visionary business, which is about creating from presence and creating with energetic and emotional attunement as the priority in everything that we do and all that we be, and letting creativity flow in this really easeful way. And but it oftentimes involves this immense slowing down, which is so the opposite of how we're taught to produce. And especially as women, it's like we're such cyclical beings. And wow, can we give ourselves permission to like how really rest a lot more, to really fill up, to only, you know, do things that are a full, you know, fuck yes. And what does that really feel like? And then how much shifts and how much more abundance do we welcome in when we're operating from that space? And it really is like doing less and receiving more, you know?
Absolutely. And that really comes with that shift in the deep belief system. And it might not happen just like that. We actually, that's where we have to nurture it and practice having the trust in that evolution and the trust in the possibilities that that brings the creation energy. But these belief systems, they can be pretty deep in ourselves, especially if they've been coming in intergenerationally. And I love that you just said, is it a fuck yes? Because I'm coming back to my very first podcast. This is wild. And it was hilarious. It was called Online Dating for Old Timers. Old timers being just being gorgeous souls who grew up without the age of the internet, right? And so in the podcast, I said, have you heard of, I want to say Mark Maron or Mark Manson, his theory of fuck yes or fuck no. So if you're in connection with someone, if it's someone with potential, do you feel like you're a fuck yes for them or a fuck no for them? Like, what's the energy? And if the energy isn't fuck yes, why are you still there? Because we've been taught to sacrifice being someone's fuck yes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Amen. Yeah. No more settling. And everything is a relationship. You know, and I love intimacy and sexuality as a barometer for how we're showing up in all the other dimensions of our lives. And, you know, that's like a whole other podcast we could go into, but it's like, yeah, beautiful example. And again, truth barometer, like your body does know, like you can feel a magnetism radiating if something is a fuck yes. The body usually isn't responding to like, oh, I'm just going to settle for this thing that kind of sucks. Like the body's not activated.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. As I was looking through your bio, I was like, oh, we can have like 10 podcasts for sure.
Well, I'm here for it. I would love to have you on Visionary Souls next year when the opening emerges for that. I think that it's going to be really fun and just much more like multidimensional and cosmic. Like I'd love to explore more with you about your awakening and how you're in touch with your star seed family and all of that good stuff too.
Oh yes. It's a big one. It is wild. And I love sharing the story because I feel like it does create a normalization for intense trauma. I mean, I went through 10 years of intense trauma. So really understanding that with my star family has changed everything in my joy, in my ease, in my adaptability. So yes, agreed. And please tell everyone where they can get a hold of you, how they can work with you, how they can resonate with this yummy energy that you are putting out.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been so fun to play. My website's a great place just to see everything, sydneycampos.com. And I have another book called The Empath Experience, What to Do When You Feel Everything, which came out a couple of years ago, but is really helpful and with guidance and practices if you feel, you know, very activated in your empathic abilities, but are kind of like, how can I thrive? And that's on my website. And taking a break from Facebook and Instagram, because I'm just like, I'm creating something way better. So I'm just going to wait for that. And then I have some things on YouTube as well. And lots of ways to play.
I love that. I felt that in my heart when you said that. And I think it's really important to feel that energy, because as entrepreneurs, as we're developing a new business, especially online, we're told like you have to post every day and you have to get all these followers, and it gets to be a grind and really stressful and overwhelming. So thank you again for creating that space for people to be like, wait, if I'm overwhelmed by this, I could be creating something that's so much bigger, and there's possibilities everywhere for it. It doesn't have to come from a platform that might not be resonating with my frequency.
Totally. I know I just said I'm building a new social platform, but like, honestly, I just keep feeling, and the messages keep saying like, just get out and live your life. Like, get off the screen. Podcasts are so fun to listen to and create, and we're on a screen, and like, get out there and live. And like, you know, for people in the online business world, it's all energy. You'll experience it when you get out there and you're in your life and you're holding that frequency and clarity of what you are open to receiving, and your energy is available to receive clients or what customers, whatever it is. And you're out there and you're open and you're receptive. And then the people that are meant to collaborate with you are going to find you no matter what. We've been conditioned again to depend on these like vampiric energy harvesting platforms to think like, I got to feed into the system every day in order to get something, as though we're in control. When if you're energetically drained doing that, are you available to hold space for someone's transformation? Probably not. And you're probably resentful and burnt out and in scarcity. And so it's like, get out there in the world and do what you love and connect with nourishing people and relationships and like tend to your being and be radiant and go out and play. And you're much more likely to connect with collaborators and the kinds of opportunities that are meant for you.
Yes, that was the perfect ending. Absolutely. That is gold, y'all. It is diamonds. It's crystals. It's fairies. It's stars. I love it. Thank you, Sydney, so much. Thank you so much for being here and sharing all of this frequency with us, because we elevated some shit today.
How we do it. That's how we do.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. And we are going to sign off for now. Cheers.
And with that, let's normalize the struggles, celebrate the quirks, and lean into the light. From myself and Beezus the Brave, happy Wild Heart Revolution, friends.
Thank you. It's been a while since I've done an interview, and it's just, it's fun to like take this new body for a spin, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm feeling that.